Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
On a January morning in 1969, an offshore well started leaking crude oil into the Pacific Ocean off Santa Barbara, California. By the next day, a giant oil slick was fouling the city's beaches and killing thousands of sea creatures. It was the biggest oil spill America had ever seen. Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson was flying to San Francisco that day. His plane passed over Santa Barbara, and he couldn't believe his eyes. Everything below him was black. Nelson was so traumatized, he helped organize Earth Day, a festival of ecological activism held a year later. It distilled a new and growing concern about how we'd been treating God's green earth since the Industrial Revolution began. 20 million people around the world took to the streets in what's still the single biggest protest in history. This Friday, as on every April 22nd since then, we'll celebrate the 52nd annual Earth Day with protests, seminars, townwide cleanups, also a nod to the Paris Agreement, signed on Earth Day in 1996. That deal commits the world's nations to limit the average increase in global temperatures to 2 degrees centigrade, about 3.2 Fahrenheit. That's the dreaded tipping point when catastrophic climate change can't really be stopped. To stay below it, we need to cut carbon dioxide emissions in half by 2050. We're nowhere close. Heck, we haven't even cut CO2 emissions at all, and it's starting to look as if we can't. We're hooked on fossil fuels. We've turned man-made climate change into a partisan issue, and some people still don't think it exists. Of course, climate change doesn't care what we think. 2020 was the hottest year on record, and 2022 may be even worse. That means more wildfires, more killer storms and floods, more climate refugees, more species extinction. We're adding carbon to the atmosphere faster than we were in 1996 or even 2016. We're not investing enough in conservation, clean energy, and carbon capture to save our own species. That's why this Earth Day could be the most important yet, maybe the last one, when we still have a chance to avert disaster. In Santa Barbara last month, county commissioners took up a plan by ExxonMobil to allow new oil operations there. It was rejected. In Santa Barbara, at least, they know what can happen. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.